Oh, there's the vibe, Meister.
Oh, vibeness.
Yo.
What it is?
It is. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Little feedback?
Just a little.
Turn down your radio.
Well, what's going on there in Roscoe Land?
Oh, you know, it's that same old, the weekend thing, the nice weather weekend thing. You guys getting a lot of calls there?
Not as many as last week in the nicer weather.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, we're getting a lot of calls.
I should have known that it was B.B. King just because he was your least favorite.
Yeah, I thought more people would
know
that.
You know what's the B.B. King? Uh-huh. Huh. The only thing I ever liked that he did was that album cover where he was wearing the shorts with the sock garters.
Oh, yeah, that's a great picture, right?
It's pretty great.
The tuxedo with shorts.
Yeah, if we could just, you know, like, get that. You know, pin that on the inside of his guitar case.
Hmm. Yeah. So I hear good things are happening for you in the world of Muzak.
Yeah, a few things happening, you know.
You know, I was in that Monument to Hatred Tower Records the other day, and you know your record is still there, and they still got your CD over there. So that and it's not like it's like they just restocked it because they had a bunch of them and. The last time I was in there about a month ago, they didn't have it.
The Scope album?
Yeah,
Roscoe's Gang LP.
So it's nice to know you're not in the cutout bin, even though your label went kaput.
Yeah, it is good. It's weird because I just got some like royalty statement on songs from England from all those the Demon records, you know, for a while.
Oh yeah.
For a while, the Demon one was easier to find than the. The actual,
well, most especially on vinyl, the Demon one was easier to find.
Yeah.
So what's the vibe today besides the nice weather thing?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of the nice weather thing. I had to go out there and deal with the weekend, you know, and try to run around and get stuff done, cross off my list. I repotted one of my plants.
Oh, yeah?
Jack's green thumb seems to have rubbed off on me a little bit.
Great.
Over here, I had...
A little hydroponic experimentation going on
at the top
of the world?
I had some excellent results with one plant and got into, like, some grafting and stuff, you know?
Make sure to get the males away from the females.
Yeah, so I had to go out and get a couple new pots and a couple other things. Futon cover. We didn't see one that we liked. Got any suggestions on that?
For a futon cover?
Yeah, for the couch thing.
I begged Hound to buy a futon cover, and he just wouldn't do it. Mm-mm.
Well, you need it for your second futon. You don't need it for the first futon.
Yeah, I have the piled-up futon thing.
Yeah. They had some, that's some nice stuff over there.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Catch on the other gold lame.
Darn, or your diamond bracelet.
Well, yeah. you want a material that doesn't stain.
Right. Well, they had some sort of shiny looking stuff, but then it also, you know, it looked like those crack pants that I got.
You can go for the basic black one. They've got those, you know.
Yeah, but that's a little too East Village too. I've been trying to shy away. There's enough just by clothes and guitar cases. There's enough black in here.
I tend to agree with you.
You know
there.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and the neutral tone thing is almost a rebellious act around here. It's kind of like...
Earth tones.
Yeah, it's kind of like driving through Beverly Hills without a lawnmower out hanging out the back of your car, if your car isn't brand new. I think that's what happened to those guys that were getting their tails kicked in.
Yeah?
I think they were in the wrong neighborhood, and they didn't look enough like servants.
Oh, yeah.
And so those guys just went after him.
Did you see that video?
Yeah, I did. I saw it the first night they had it on the news, and it was really...
All it needed was a laugh track.
It was pretty amazing. I mean, I've been the guy on the ground before, so I wasn't really laughing. But, you know, it was pretty awesome, I thought. I mean, maybe we could dub in some stuff and...
Hey, I heard they were releasing a record from your punk rock past.
Who's that?
Wasn't somebody going to put out Let's Beat Up a Cop by the Dirty Dogs?
Yeah, I am trying to get that released. This guy called me about it, and this guy, Posh Boy, who was a real lame character in the late 70s, early 80s Los Angeles punk rock scene. He was kind of good. He as a lame dude, you know. You know, it just sort of, you expected him to be kind of lame, but he, from some like place in his family, because he was English, so you could laugh at him just for that, and then he would.
And his name was Posh Boy, and you could laugh at him for that.
He would wear these leather pants that were like too tight. One time I saw him. I was in this place. Oh, what was that? There was, for a while in L.A., there was this roller rink that had the band set up in the center of the roller rink.
It was like the Buddy Holly story.
It was right by Barney's Beanery, and it was a happening place to go to for a while, you know, and they would let, like, 20 punk rockers in, you know, to try to give the place a little look. And I saw this guy. I figured it was Posh Boy, so I came, you know, came up to give him a greeting and, like, used the side of my foot right in his tail. He turned around, and it was his brother. It wasn't Posh Boy. He didn't know who I was at all.
Well, it was a punk rock gesture.
It was a punk rock gesture. The guy still held on to his drink, so.
Ah, so you have new respect for him.
Well, I had, everything was new with him. I didn't know him. I thought I did. He was just a stranger getting kicked in the tail.
Hey, did you catch Dan on his double shift at the bar last night?
No, what'd he do?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I just heard he put in an early shift with Jeffrey and a late shift on his own.
At 1 or 2?
I think he did. His last shift started at 1.
Really? No, I mean Booze Pit 1 or Booze Pit
2? Oh, 1, 1.
At the original Booze Pit.
The closer to home for Dan Booze Pit.
Yeah, because I can't... Oh, he probably... Oh, I can...
He didn't sound too good this morning.
Really?
Yeah, Bruce was sick. He sounded worse. But it was it was very close. Everybody I talked to said, "Oh, boy, this is around the light."
Really? What were they... Did they have cigarette girls there handing out freebies or something?
I don't know. Bruce doesn't even smoke anymore. He had a gig last night. He's just been down with the flu.
He had a gig last night?
Yeah, out of town somewhere.
So was that the A-Bones doing that Shamrock song?
No, that was the Royal Teens, but the A-Bones...
That's the song that they ripped off.
No, they actually just do a straight-out cover of that one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They do it very well.
Yeah.
Sounds like them, right? I mean, it's a perfect song for them.
Yeah, and then they got the girl, too, you know?
Yeah.
Was that a girl, or is that just like a...
Might have been Al Cooper. Wasn't he in the Royal Teens?
Really?
I think so. That was probably a girl.
Oh, man.
A girl that Al Cooper knew.
He knew.
In a biblical sense.
All right. So, let's see. Any other news? I don't know.
How about Frank Zappa with the prostate cancer?
I guess, you know, I'm trying to tread that line. You know, I'm trying not to go over the edge and say all the stuff that you're not supposed to say. So, you know, like, it's almost something uncommentable. Let's see.
It speaks for itself.
Sort of along the same lines as last week, actually. With the Richard Gere thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were several Hound listeners that came to me at that Rock Fest over at the at Flannery's to ask for the demonstration of the Richard Gere rubber band fist impersonation of his backside.
I'm so glad I brought that up.
It came out good. I mean, like...
So to speak.
Oh, I guess it's almost nap time.
Wish they hadn't said that.
Wish they hadn't said that. So, when's this Times piece, Hound?
I don't know. I think I should be walking on handing people 40 cents whenever I run into them. It's like one of those questions you really hate to, you know, be asked all the time, like... You know, like when you have a gig and you're standing there and there's like 50 bands and people keep coming up and saying, "When are you going on?" Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, it's also like, you know, when you tell people that your record's being reviewed in the next, you know, so-and-so magazine.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't really come out.
We did get in the Media Week.
I saw that. That was a nice photo. Now, was that a color photo?
It was a color photo, yeah.
But I just saw the...
Oh, you saw the Xerox. It was printed in color. Mick took the photo.
The clip sheet.
Yeah, Mick took the photo and...
He did?
Mary Hunn wrote the article. Thank you, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Mikola, as we call him.
Is Mary Lee there?
Yeah, you want to have a couple words?
Hi, Mary Lee.
It is International Ladies Day plus one.
Yeah.
Hey, lady.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing up there?
I'm fine.
So you guys are futon shopping?
No, just for the cover. We have the basics. Shop. We need the adornment.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Well, that's all I have to say.
I know. Isn't this exciting?
It's out of control.
I would go for the little, those round metal things you put on, you know, the futon cover, and it's got the round metal things on the four corners of it. That's the one I would get.
What, with the clips?
Yeah.
Yeah, the attachment.
Right.
That's what I was asking them for, and they were like, wouldn't you rather see something in sort of a lame sort of nouveau Aztec print? I mean, this was really some East Village shopping. There were two people in there. They're both eating their lunch. And there was like eight or nine other people in the place just, you know, like trying out stuff. And, you know, it kind of felt like 48th Street or Orchard Street or something. It's like, do you got to go in this place and actually pull out cash and start waving it around, you know?
Wow.
Or do you have to maybe show that, you know, maybe they have an artist-in-residence thing. You know, you have to show some, like, lousy watercolors that you did in junior high school. You know, try to get, like, approved by the futon board.
Wow.
I don't know. But anyway. In the words of Storm and Norman. Anyway, why don't you play some offensive rock-type tunes?
Got ya.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
The Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen. How does he do it? I don't know.